Hey, everyone. Welcome. It's Sonia here with the Sonia Janice Show. How are you today? I am just getting myself sorted as multiple pop-ups show up as soon as I'm ready to go, and I'm trying to bury them in the background. You know what I mean. All right, folks, friends, we are landing on episode 199. How exciting is this? I still can't believe that it's been 3 years, sorry, 5 years since I've been doing podcasts. And I remember the day it started, it was a Sunday night, and I flipped the switch and I just did it. I just started. And I really hope today, as we jump in with both feet, that you pick up something that you're going to want to just start as well. Whether it's something creative, whether it's something fulfilling, whatever it might be, we're going to enjoy our time, to say the least, today. I am making sure that I have the right glasses on, A for reading and B for light reflection. These ones have a lot more reflection than these ones do because these have the Bluetooth. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you're catching a little bit of my nuances right before we get started, and that's just because of the way things were set up right beforehand. Listen, my friends, I'm so excited. Grab your coffee cup. Today's, it's Glamma, not Grandma. I haven't used this cup in a bit, and it called to me today. Seconds later, I got a message from my daughter showing that Hudson dressed up as a scarecrow. It's Scarecrow Day at school today. So amazing humans, grab that mug. You know, mine was an espresso mixed with protein powder. That seems to be my jam these days. We are going to deal with some stuff today, some stuff that's going to unpack in a way that's going to help you step into a brighter life. Because what I know of you, well, a couple things, but what I know of you right here, right now, is that you want something so much more than what you're currently doing in your life. You are holding yourself back. And let's talk about one specific area that will make a big difference. You see, my name is Sonia. I am really glad that you carved out some time today to enjoy this show with us. And we are going to be talking about something very personal and deep. It's layers deep. The older we get, the more life happens, the more life happens, the more we want solitude, the more we want solitude, the more we go within, and the more we go within, the more we start doing these things. So it's time to see what we're doing, open our eyes, become aware, be understanding, and accept how we're holding ourselves back, and what it's like to choose the bright life. We're going to have some practical and tactical points for you so you can implement. And I am so excited to kick this off. So I know YouTube been dimming your light so much where it is sometimes black and you are just showing up, going through the motions, but there's no heart in it. So when I say dimming your light, it means something specific. It's not just holding back an idea, but it's masking. It's the decades of code switching, the energy spent performing, especially trying to be normal in a neurotypical world when we're not. You know, people listening to the show, especially as I've honed in a little bit more, I'm speaking directly to those who are neurodivergent, late onset. So personally, I was 52 years old when I was diagnosed with ADHD, and it's a self-diagnosis based on all of the research and what's surrounding me. And I'm not going to go into those details, but I'm very confident in my decision based on what I know of myself. And you don't need a medical diagnosis when you're able to put all of the pieces together. So you know if you've been fighting an uphill battle most of your life, and you know why. You know why. Yes, folks, I am playing around with the scarf. You can't quite see the full image. There we go. A pink scarf. Sorry, what am I saying? It's a red flowered scarf, really cute, blue blazer, yellow shirt. My hair is up, and there's just so much personality in this, yet it's put together. This is a way we mask, is through clothing. We mask by what we show the world. And when we are truly expressive of ourselves, and I'm not going too far into this today, but when we're truly expressive of ourselves, there's color, there's creativity, there is abundance of joy showing from the inside out. But when we've always been taking all of our energy and spending it in the wrong places because of society and the demands and where life is supposed to take us and how it's supposed to get us there based on what works for everybody else. It's so much more about going into a meeting and making your amazing, detailed, out of the box idea sound vanilla. It's about hiding your intense special interests or forcing yourself to maintain eye contact until your brain screams at you because you are trying to avoid being seen as weird or too much or unprofessional or too colorful or too bright. We've learned at an early age that our genuine operating system, the way our gorgeous, complex brains actually work, is different. It's way too bright, too loud for the rooms that we are typically in. So we installed a dimmer switch. We keep our light at 40% efficiency. For years, we've done that, exhausting ourselves in the process. We've been told to put a lid on it, calm down, sit still. Again, when you go back and think of all of the times these words were a part of your story and you didn't know the difference. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies listening to this, gentlemen listening to this in the background of your ladies listening to this, here's the truth that we're sipping on today. The world doesn't need a mediocre version of you. No. The world does not need a mediocre version of a neurotypical person. It needs a fully powered, brilliant, bright version of you and me, of us. Today, we're going to dive into so many truths, but we're going to hit on three neurodivergent traps of dimming. And we're going to have a greater understanding as to how powerful this has been implemented in us and why we feel safer to do so versus not. So, the first one of the three is the burden of the mask. This is pure exhaustion. We dim our light because running the masks uses 80% of our daily energy. We feel like we can't be fully present, fully passionate, fully effective because we're too busy monitoring our body language and social scripts. You're tired because you're constantly performing. And you won't know this until you stop and settle down. On your terms, not because you're being told to. Fear of rejection is the second one. We're Gen X. We came up in the world where being different was often grounds for punishment and criticism and exclusion. We've seen this in society. We've seen this in classrooms. We see this in the corporate work world. We fear that if unmasked, we bring our full, focused, intensely, our need for clarification and clarity in our unique systems. If we bring our intensity, our need for clarity, our unique systems, we'll be rejected. Or even worse, we'll lose our jobs or we'll lose our friends. This is a trauma response. It's valid because you've experienced it, but it's been keeping you small. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to unpack this right now with my stories in this particular one because I got lost there. ADHD mind, right? But that need for clarity, I just want to touch on this. So many of us with a neurodivergent brain, we're curious to the core and we ask why. And in many cases, it sounds or it could sound like we are questioning authority. But in reality, we need to get down to an answer that satisfies us, and we'll never ask again because we'll know. We'll have that inner knowing satisfied. But for me, that's just one example of, can you imagine, without full disclosure, being in a workplace and asking why, you know, that piece of clarity that we need could get us fired for not, what is the word? For not following up with authority. I guess that's the word I'm lacking right there. But this trauma response is keeping you small. And the third point of why we, I find it interesting how I mentioned that, and then I have a, not really a hiccup, but kind of a hiccup. Here's another tough one. So we talked about the burden of the mask. We talked about fear of rejection, and now we are talking a little bit about internalizing ableism. This is the voice inside your head. So your inner critic, your negative Nelly, whatever you call her. But this voice sounds so suspiciously like a teacher or a boss from 1999 that says, you're too disorganized, you forget too much. Or you can't start things unless they're perfect. It convinces you that your wiring is flawed, making you feel like you don't deserve to shine until you're fixed. But here's the spoil alert, you're not broken. And this point right here, I want to emphasize for anybody who's on a healing journey, you're not broken. And you deserve to shine today, not when you feel like everything is better. Today, put on the bright colors, paint something pretty, go for a nice nature walk. But you're not broken. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. Whew, that felt heavy, right? Do you guys feel that run off your shoulders a little bit? Hit home in a couple spots. Naming the shadow always makes the light a little brighter. What I like to say when I do my vision board workshop is when you own your shadow, nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can tease you. Nobody can bug you because you know it's true. They can't poke holes into something that doesn't bother you. And so when you own your shadow, you can do something about it and your life can then become that much brighter. You know, we're going to talk about flipping the switch with these, with some practical neural-friendly actions that you can start taking right away. I'm excited to dive into these for sure. And really, it's all about brightening your light. So let's talk action. These aren't complex, overwhelming tasks. These are small, deliberate acts of unmasking that can help you reclaim your energy and turn up your voltage that much more brighter. So identify your 10% unmasking space. Brightening your light doesn't mean you have to stomp in on your next company meeting, owning the joint. You know, you don't need to go into that place with noise canceling headphones, glitter gloves, and a full disclosure document. That's a level 10 leap. We're starting at a 10% unmasking. Baby steps. Here's the exercise. Identify one safe space in your life where you can drop your mask by 10%. This should be a low stakes environment. So this could be an early morning personal development book club that you do at home, virtually. Could be a great example. Or an online fitness class. Another great example. Maybe it's your best friend. Let yourself talk about your special interests without self-editing. Maybe it's your home office. Put on the music that helps you focus, even if it's the same 390 songs on repeat. Mickey, Footloose. What's the other one? Working 9 to 5. Dolly Parton. These are all on my Power to Woman playlist, by the way. I will include that list in the show notes. And it's on Spotify, Power to Woman, and Google my name and you'll find it. Allow yourself to stand and fidget through the music, or let the music just move you all together and notice what shifts. Maybe it's a specific coworker that you trust. Tell them, hey, I need to focus entirely on this one task, so I might not make much eye contact over the next hour. Start small. Give yourself permission to be fully you in that 10% space. This builds confidence and it conserves the energy that you would have spent masking, freeing it up for you to do actual work. Let's talk about the second action. Systemizing the stuff that dims you. A massive cause of dimming is the constant mental load of trying to remember all of the neurotypical things: deadlines, keys, appointments, what to eat. This execution function struggles and drains our light like a leaky battery. So, when we're executively functioning in that area of trying to remember and all of the stuff that dims us, we're leaking energy, we're leaking our battery. So there is a solution, and we're going to externalize the system that administrates the burden so your brilliant brain can focus on the important stuff. So I'm going to say this again, we're going to externalize and systemize the administrative burden. I said that wrong the first time, so I wanted to repeat it. I knew it didn't make sense coming out. I just had to pause and think about it for a second. And this is what happens, right? We get so excited. So I want you to audit what drains your brain. What's one administrative task that causes you the most anxiety? Is it bills, email, laundry, deciding on what's for dinner? Don't try to fix the flaw. Build a better system. So I got a couple of examples here. If checking your email is a drain, set an external timer and only check it for 15 minutes twice a day, maybe at 11 and 3. If the laundry is a perpetual disaster, set an automated weekly appointment on your digital calendar that you cannot ignore using a time blocking app and gamify it if you need to. Make it fun. If you lose your keys, buy a de designated non-negotiable key landing spot right by the door and allow yourself to drop them there. So we have the key landing spot in our household. Nobody's ever looking for keys unless I'm searching for my car keys in my daughter's purse with permission. But what gets me the most is dinner, planning meals for the family. As much as I have As much as I have the right tools, and believe me, I have the right tools. I just did a workshop yesterday called Healthy Eating on a Budget. I have the right tools. As much as I have the right tools, I actually mix things up a little bit and will bring in a third-party service like HelloFresh or Chef's Plate, something like that to help make the decision-making fatigue of dinner planning, of taking that off the table. And this is the same thing here with these examples. Your brain is designed for deep thought, creativity, and unique problem solving. It's not a good filing cabinet. So outsource the filing to technology and routine. Declare your needs Not your diagnosis. These ones have more glare. Switching around my glasses again. Here we go. This is about advocating for yourself without feeling the need to disclose your entire medical history. You have to ask for the conditions that allow your light to shine. So the scripting around that could look something like this. You know, when you're in need for something from home or at work or in a friendship, focus on the need, not the not justifying it, not the justification. So instead of, I can't do this because of my ADHD makes me prone to distractions, which opens the door to judgment, try this. For me to deliver my best work, I need to have written communication for all key action items. Or I need 30 minutes of uninterrupted focus time before our meeting. You don't have to explain your diagnosis and what's going on the inside. And I have a tip for you, by the way. You are not your diagnosis. Now we're going to wrap this all together and share. You know, this process of brightening your light is ultimately about moving from one place, a place of shame, to a place of self-permission. Remember the things that have tried to dim your light, your intensity, your detail focused, your unique way of processing the world. Those are not flaws. They are your filament, your light bulb. They are the parts that make your energy, your passion, and your gifts so powerful. Your generation is so adept at masking. Your generation, my generation, we've forgotten what it feels like to genuinely relax into who we are. And I want you to remember that your success does not lie in how well you mimic others. It lies in how fully you embrace yourself. Stop trying to power a neurotypical house with neurodivergent wiring. Redesign your own house and turn that power on high. All right, friend, here's your call to action for the week. I want you to think about your 10% unmasking space. This week, choose one that feels safe, whether it's a safe person or a safe space, to allow you to unmask one element of yourself. Let that fidget happen. Go ahead, tap your finger. Move your knee, whatever it looks like. Let the passionate talk flow. Send the email with the bullet points instead of trying to make it sound flowery. And I want to know about it. Come on, come over to our community over on Facebook. Or you know what? Insta, one of the two. My social handle is my name, at Sonia Janice. And send me your. Tag me or DM me in your story and tell me what it is that you are unmasking 10% of this week. I will be personally cheering you on and sharing the best examples of neurodivergency bravery through my voice. If this episode resonated with you, with that quiet part of your brain that knows exactly where to shine, please do me a solid, share this episode with one or another Gen X woman who needs to hear this. If they need to hear this message, share it with them. If you think they can benefit from this message, share it with them. And leave us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast app. It genuinely helps so much. From my heart of hearts, I want to thank you for showing up, for sitting down and having coffee with me today. Remember, your light is a force of nature. Don't dim it. Aim it. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye, friends.